Northwest Christian School Online provides online Christian education for any students, ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. The tuition is fully covered through the state of Arizona's ESA program and is affordable for families out of state. You can count on NCS Online for a rigorous, proven online program that establishes a robust biblical worldview for all students. For more information, go to ncsonline.org. That's ncsonline.org.
Welcome, Mrs. Hunter. Good to see you again.
Mr. G.
Here we go. Had a good time last week introing, talking about there weren't ours, but it was
they
creation
yeah.
and fall and redemption and restoration and
yeah.
the way things ought to be, the way things are, the way
yeah.
things can be, and the way things will be.
Yeah.
And as we kind of expand on some of these thoughts, mm-hmm. We have our friend Robbie Lashua.
Robbie.
Christ, Culture, and Coffee podcast.
Oh, that's a good podcast.
Come on, that's a good podcast. Mr. Brown got in, into this podcast. If you want to look for one, what's the podcast all about, Robbie?
It's about apologetics, theology, and how do we live in culture.
Yeah.
So a lot of what we're talking about today.
It's very practical.
Yes.
Yeah.
We try to make it understandable. I try to read the stuff and translate it to normal human beings.
That's
the goal.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we were talking earlier, you do that well with students and adults. So we're thankful for you being here today, Robbie.
Thanks.
Nicole, can you kind of hit that again?
Yeah.
That creation, redemption, creation, fall, redemption, restoration.
Yeah. So again, we want to talk about real things
mm-hmm.
that we're really dealing with. But at the same time, we are the people of God. And so our worldview is shaped by God's story. And in order to understand God's story, it helps to follow it through these movements
mm-hmm.
of creation. God had an original design for his creation, and then the fall, humanity saying, nope, you know what, not your way, God, we want things our way. And then, of course, not from Matthew, but from Genesis 3, immediately God puts into play this plan of redemption that then culminates in Christ's death and resurrection. You know, so he has this plan in place that's unfolding all throughout the Hebrew scriptures until God becomes a man, and then the redemption story, and and then as the author of this book says, that it can be. So when we trust in Christ, now this original design can become reality for us as we walk through our days, and then ultimately this hope we hold on to of restoration. That my favorite restoration line comes from J.R.R. Tolkien when he says, "Everything sad will come untrue," or from the end of Lord of the Rings, "Is everything sad going to come untrue?" Yes. Everything sad will come untrue. And that's, we hold on to that hope. We have the present hope in God's presence with us now, but also this future hope that we hold on to. And so that's sort of in the nutshell. And I know you're used to having conversations like this. And I just want to hear, what's your take on it? How do you see these movements through scripture, how it impacts our view, and then impacts how we talk about issues in the culture?
Yeah, I think that the big story of Christianity is God makes everything really well,
mm-hmm.
and it's great, and we're the pinnacle of his creation. We're
mm-hmm.
in his image and likeness. And in order for us to be able to choose to love him, he has to give us a natural choice.
Right.
So he makes one rule. Don't eat from that one tree, not 15, not 20 of them, one.
Yeah.
And then we get lied to and say, hey, you could be more like God, even though we're the thing most like God in creation. And then we say, I need to get what I want because he must be withholding.
Yeah.
They eat from the tree and it wrecked everything, fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only did it wreck our species, but it broke the world.
Yeah.
Adam had a direct effect on the Adamah, which is the ground. And that's why God
mm-hmm.
says, cursed is the ground because of you, because there's a connection.
Yeah.
And what you were to rule over, you no longer rule over.
Mm.
And so animals eat us now instead of us telling them what to do. And tsunamis ruin our homes instead of us being like Jesus and stopping the winds and the waves.
Mm.
I think he was showing us what restored humanity looks like.
Wow.
So now we are in a mess and we are getting an education in the knowledge of evil.
Yeah.
But God's good and he promises that there's going to be redemption that comes.
Yeah.
But he's allowing us to have a education in the knowledge of good and evil because he's ensuring that in heaven, free-willed creatures will never choose to sin again because it's such a stupid idea.
It's such a stupid idea.
The only way.
Well said.
Do we like this? But Adam and Eve, they had no concept of it.
Right.
Because they were just in kind of like neutral. They didn't know. They didn't know God was forgiving. That's why they were freaked out about him. But I know God's forgiving. Why? Because I need forgiveness. And so he's giving us an education in who he is and also in ensuring that we'll never use our freedom to be idiots again. It's awesome. Uh-huh. And so Jesus comes to redeem and he comes to set things back the way they should be. But instead of starting in creation and then culminating in humanity, he starts with humanity and it's going to grow back outward. So the restoration that's coming has already begun in Christians, right? So it's already happening spiritually in us. We are regenerated. And now we are learning to walk in this broken world that we broke with our kingdom mindset. And that's what Jesus says. The kingdom of God's like this. You're my ambassadors in a foreign land, but you represent the real country, right? So that's where we're at now, walking in a brokenness with broken people who do bad things to each other in a world that's coming for us and we need shelter from. But we're trying to represent what reality is actually like, true reality, the way God intended it to be. And one day, he is going to fix creation and restore all things to himself. And it'll be what we all, I don't think just as Christians, but what we all as people actually desire. And that's what everyone's chasing for, is what will redeem me? There's only one answer, it's Jesus. But so many people look into money will redeem me and bring comfort and peace. Or relationships or sexuality or fun or experience or entertainment, whatever. But everybody's looking to some type of functional savior. But there's only one that actually works.
That actually saves.
So, it feels like we try that. But even though what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Because I've just seen, even in my life, trying to think, okay, trying to replace God, you know, and really comparison is the key in that one right there. I see what someone else has. And one of the things we've known for a long time and we've talked about before is when I sin, it's really, I'm not trusting God, right? I'm not trusting that God wants the best for me. Like when you go back to that fall, Adam and Eve.
He's withholding. Well, that's what Satan fell from too. I could have been better. And he's a jerk for not giving me, I got to go get mine. And that's what every sin begins with.
That maybe God is not good and he's keeping something from me that I think I need or want or should have. And we believe the lie.
And we're getting an education on what it looks like to go our own way.
Like,
is this actually work in reality? It doesn't. This is the only thing that can bring contentment and peace and everlasting life.
So in this worldview conversation we're going to have next week, we'll be back with Robbie again, looking forward to that, and talking about what that looks like in marriage and gender and sexuality. But again, remember, we said the first week, a worldview is a collection of attitudes, values, stories, and expectations about the world around us, which inform our every thought and action. And some of these thoughts that we have, that I have even sometimes, influences everything I do, how I raise my kids, how I how I work, how I engage in the community. So looking forward to being back next week.
Northwest Christian School has made Biblical Worldview online courses available to all high school students for transcript credit, regardless of whether they attend public school, private school, charter school, or homeschool. Frameworks is an exciting new initiative utilizing the learning management system of Grand Canyon University. For more information, visit BibleClassesForPublicSchools.com.